This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One good way to get a sense of how this economy is working right now is to ask the people who are living and working and fishing in it every day. So we got Townsend Kaiser on the phone. He and his dad run Kaiser Family Farms down in Greensboro, Alabama, raising catfish mostly, but also some land-based animals as well. We spent some time down there with him a couple of three, maybe 4 years ago now. Townsend, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you again, Kai.
Let me ask you this first question, because it's been a good long while since we've had you on the program. How are things down in Greensboro? How's business?
Things are looking up. It's been a bad year and a half or so, but things are really looking up now.
How come it's been bad?
Well, we had a warm winter in 16 and 17 causing oversupply, and the price got pretty low. But we have worked through that supply, and it's kind of tightened up, and the price is easing back up a little.
Warm winters are good for catfish, I guess?
Well, they grow. You can keep feeding them as the water is warm, and we grew too many, and It just takes a while to work through that supply.
So when I was down there, it's got to be three, 4 years ago now, I remember driving around for like what seemed like hours around all those catfish ponds. Do you and your dad still have that much? It's not acreage, I guess. It's that many ponds going?
We still do.
And how do you decide, you know, when to farm them, when to not? I mean, how do you look at the market, I guess, is the question.
It's very difficult in the fish business because it takes so long to raise a crop from birth to processing is about 2.5 years, and so it's hard to manage inventories on the farm.
Yeah.
In the chicken business, they can break eggs and control inventory. We can't do that in the fish business.
When you look around, Townsend, at sort of the global economy and your place in it, what's on your mind? What are you worried about? Because, you know, elsewhere in trade policy news, there's tariffs and trade wars and all this jazz. Are you affected by that at all?
A little bit, but most of our fish are consumed in the South, and we are competing, obviously, with some of the imported fish from Vietnam, but we still have a lot of good, strong markets that like U.S. farm-raised catfish and enjoy that product, and I like supplying it.
Are you guys still doing that that fish fry up in Washington every year? Does that still happen?
We still do. Last few years, I think it's been in October, and all of the legislators and their staffers are always invited. We look forward to seeing them every year, and I think we're going back again this October.
Do you get good business done, or are you just feeding them? I mean, I guess the question is, what are the conversations about?
All kind of things. Water and predation and always about imported fish. And, you know, staffers come and go in Washington, so a lot of people get to eat it for the first time, and I enjoy being with them when they do.
Well, I'll tell you, I still remember that catfish you cooked up for us in your kitchen. That was kind of amazing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Townsend Kaiser, he runs Kaiser Family Farms, him and his dad. How is your dad, by the way?
He's doing well. He's getting older, but he's doing well.
All right.
Enjoying life.
Good to talk to you, Townsend.
Take care, Kyle. You too.